Riley Gates of Go Paracat, GoParacat.com. He's our K-State Insider, brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty and Heineken Electric. And Riley, you know, we were talking today on the show. I don't know if you've heard any of it, but basically what we were saying was, or I was saying, is that I know K-State fans are upset that TCU didn't hold on and win last night, although they should have been in no situation should they have been in the lead. Kansas was gagging everything away in a three-minute stretch when they had a 12-point lead, a 9-point lead. But what I was trying to tell K-State fans is, relax, it's okay. Even though KU won last night, it's okay, especially if you go out and beat Texas tonight. Everything is in front of you. Kansas is looking up at you at the standings, so you are the car in the lead going into the final few laps. Now it's just a matter of keeping it. You know, don't have a blowout, a tire blowout. Don't run out of gas and finish what you've started. It's all in front of Kansas State. They control their path.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what I was telling a friend. You know, he's a KU friend, and we were kind of texting. He was, you know, bragging about the win and everything. And obviously, you know, would have helped if Kansas had lost last night. But
sure.
Like I told him, you know, he said, I'll send you a screenshot of the Big 12 standings after Texas beats K-State tonight. And I said, well, I mean, you can do that, but K-State will still be in first place. So, this last 2 weeks, especially the win over KU, has given K-State the ability to have a letdown, I guess, and still be in the mix and still be on top. But, yeah, like you said, you just got to go take care of business. I mean, it's one of the cliches in sports, I guess, and I hate cliches more than probably anybody, considering that I get them for quotes all the time, and I hate using those cliches. But you just got to control what you can control, you know. Don't worry about anybody else. Worry about yourself and just go take care of business, and the rest will resolve itself.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm talking to Riley Gates, our Wildcat insider. Now, they got the big matchup against Texas tonight, but let's go back to the Baylor game for a moment. Listen, you know, I know KU and their fans are talking about what a big win that was last night at TCU to keep their hopes alive probably for the Big 12. But, man, I tell you, K-State's win at Baylor, this is where teams tend to stumble over the last 14 years. You beat Kansas. We've seen it happen already this year to Iowa State. You beat Kansas, and then all of a sudden you fall apart the next game or two. That did not happen to K-State in Waco. And I know Baylor was missing a couple players, so that's just part of the game. I mean, Dean Wade missed some games earlier this year. That's part of the animal. You play with what you got. To go down to Baylor and win, and they didn't play great, but their defense travels, and Cartier Jada was just outstanding, I thought, and made a big play in the game, saving the ball and throwing it down to Barry for a dunk. Kansas State's guards hitting some shots against the zone, and now all of a sudden we don't sit here and say K-State can't beat a zone. They went to Baylor and won against a zone.
Yeah, you know, and a side note real quick, you mentioned Cartier Jada. He's going to be out tonight against Kansas. It looks like he didn't make the trip down here to Austin. Hearing hand injury, still, I'm still kind of trying to confirm it. Actually, literally just put a story on our site right before I went on with you guys. But, yeah, they'll be without him tonight. But yeah, I mean, that's the type of letdown that you usually have, that you sometimes can expect from a K-State team after a big win like that. And, you know, it's not always just Kansas. It's Oklahoma a few years ago when they were number one. It's beating, you know, a team like Texas Tech, something like that. I mean, you just kind of expect this team every now and then to have a big letdown. It's kind of what you've grown familiar with, I guess, and they haven't done that. To their credit, I really thought they were going to lose that game, especially after the way it started out. But K-State kind of got itself together, I guess. They figured it out, and they got the win. And, you know, I got to be honest, that in a game like that kind of told me a lot I need to know about this team, is that they can play poorly. They can struggle in certain areas, face a zone defense that gives them fits, and yet they can still come out with a win on the road. I was really impressed by that game, and it kind of told me that this team's confirmed. It's a pretty good team moving forward.
I said I was as impressed or more impressed that they went to Waco and won than winning at home against Kansas because of the matchup. I think K-State fans were worried about that, going on the road. And Kansas State, I thought that was one of the best road wins of the season in the Big 12.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was really good. I said they got to get at least one of these two on the road in Texas. And honestly, I thought the one they would get would be Texas. I really thought they would probably lose to Baylor. And it wasn't because I thought that they were worse than Baylor or that Baylor had an edge somewhere. It just kind of felt like it was time for them to lose the game. The matchups, I do think it might have been different had seen McClure and Mekhi make some plays, but who knows? Maybe it would have been different if Chase State would have won by 10 or 12. You know, you don't really know how it would have impacted the game. But I was impressed with that game because, and the thing I was most impressed about, and I kind of wrote a story about it on Sunday, Barry Brown, yeah, his stat line was good. 13 points. I think he had maybe 4 assists. He had a pretty solid stat line overall, but he wasn't on himself. You know, we've seen Barry Brown driving to the rim, making acrobatic plays, and doing special things from time to time. And he just wasn't doing that. If he was hitting shots, they were jumpers. Or, you know, in the case of that play you mentioned, that deep down court pass from Cartier for an easy dunk. But he was not himself. And the fact that K-State was able to go on the road, get a win, when you have multiple players stepping up and filling that hole that he kind of left, I was really impressed by that more than anything.
Yeah, I'm with you. Riley Gates, our GoPowerCat.com, and he's a Wildcat Insider, brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty and Heineken Electric Residential and Commercial Electric Service Company. Where are you at? Sounds like you're running or something.
I'm outside. The thing is, we're in a hotel right now, and it's under construction, and so I didn't think you wanted jackhammers.
Probably not.
in the background, so I stepped out to the hotel parking lot,
okay.
Which I know is not ideal. So I apologize for that, but that's probably the quietest of places I could have been, considering my roommate Zach.
Well, I appreciate that. We'll power through it here. What are your thoughts on the Texas matchup tonight? I mean, Texas is a team that went in Manhattan, won. Although that game was closer than the final score would indicate, they pulled away late. And K-State, now without Jada, you said, didn't make the trip. How can they deal with Texas being a man short?
Yeah, I guess one thing I would say positively for K-State is Texas is not going to hit 14 three-pointers again. I mean, they just caught ridiculous fire in that second half and did something that, you know, I don't think they're going to be able to reproduce in this game. So I guess that's a positive for K-State. I guess the key for me is, you know, you got to obviously get the big play out of the guard, or excuse me, out of the post, because Dylan Ostkowski for Texas is really big, and he's probably going to cause some issues, as well as Jackson Hayes down low. But I really think, wow, the wind picks up there. I think the guard play is going to be what's crucial for K-State here. Texas has some really, really good guards that have been pretty impactful this season, and I think that they have the opportunity to kind of lead Texas to a big win. And you got to get a big game out of Barry Brown. I just mentioned how you have the depth when he doesn't maybe play at his peak, but he's a senior. You know, he's got to step up. He's got to reach that senior leadership role, I guess, and be the key piece for K-State tonight. You can't afford to have back-to-back games where you're just kind of quiet. So if they can get good guard play, you know, a solid game out of Kamau Stokes, and who knows, maybe Mike McGurl or Sean Neal Williams kind of steps up in place of Cartier, I think that'd be really big.
All right, K-State, win or lose tonight, everybody get ready to place your bets. Riley's got a prediction.
I wasn't that far off on the KU game, okay? Like, I said...
You said KU was going to win. You picked KU. You waffled, then you picked KU. But you did get KU's point total absolutely correct. You said 67. I'll give you that.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, wasn't the final 74-67? You said KU 67-65. So
yeah.
You got it half right.
Okay. Well, yeah. Look at me. I'm half smart. yeah, I think I'll go with K-State tonight. The momentum's rolling, and I don't think Texas is the team that's going to stop this right now. I just think they're struggling. They've been good at home recently, but I also would argue that outside of KU, they haven't really played any tough competition at home. So I'll go with K-State. I think it'll be a dogfight. I think not having Cartier is going to really, really hurt because he's been coming on as of late. He scored double figures in the last 4 games. But I'll take K-State, and then who knows about that Iowa State game on Saturday. That's going to be the tough one.
All right, so there you have it. K-State will lose tonight to snap their 8-game streak in the Big 12 as Riley, the kiss of death, picked K-State to win tonight. K-Staters out there going, come on, man, you've been picking against us. Just keep it going. We're doing well. All right, the football signing day occurred last week. Just your overall impressions of that.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good finish by Chris Kleiman and his staff. You know, I've said multiple times here, everywhere else, that, you know, it's tough to pick up the pieces in December on a new job and, you know, make a big impact. get guys that you feel really comfortable with, and guys that you want. But I thought that what they did in the second signing spree here, I thought that that was really special, because it's a lot of guys that K-State, not only they wouldn't have gotten these guys, but they wouldn't have gotten guys that were similar to this level of play. You know, they hired Mike Tuiasosopo to coach defensive tackles, and boom, you get Matthew Polamalu out of Arizona, a three-star defensive tackle, and I think he's going to be something really special, just because you're tapping into a new pipeline of talent here. I thought he was kind of the big steal, but they also shored up the running back position by adding Thomas Grayson out of Oklahoma. Honestly, a three-star back that I was really shocked to see still available. He kind of seemed like a guy that, you know, I'm not saying Ohio State or anybody like that needed him, but I figured a few bigger schools would probably need a player like that. He's kind of highly rated in terms of his grade on 24/7 Sports, and he was totally available. They snatched him up. But, you know, like Chris Kleiman said, adding a guy like Joshua Youngblood, a receiver out of Florida, he said he was the steal of the class, and I thought that was a pretty notable quote, because he expects Youngblood to be really, really good in track this year, run a really low 100-meter dash time, and I think that they went out and they added some athletes. They added some guys that can make big impacts, and we'll see kind of how they fit into the new K-State offense. But I really liked what they did, given the lack of time that they've had in order to piece together the 2019 class.
All right, time for off-the-wall question, Riley. The best thing to buy at a Buc-ee's. People don't know what a Buc-ee's is. I'll describe it, and you tell me how you describe it. To me, a Buc-ee's is like a miniature Walmart. Except it's very big, maybe not as big as a Walmart. And I love the jerky. I've spent enough money on just jerky when I was there the last time I discovered it. What's the best thing to buy at Buc-ee's, and how would you describe Buc-ee's?
Well, I'd describe it as heaven. I mean, I don't think there's any other way to describe it.
Is there a Whataburger inside of Buc-ee's? Because if there's a Whataburger inside of Buc-ee's, then by golly, it is heaven for you.
If there was a Whataburger inside of Buc-ee's, I wouldn't be on the radio with you.
That's
right
true.
Now. I'd be inside of a Buc-ee's eating.
You would live there.
I've only been there a few times. They do have icing machines, like with the, you know, like Coke, Dr. Pepper, Cherry, like those type of icings. And I really, really like those. Those are kind of like my secret hidden gem at, like, you know, gas stations or stores or whatever. So I'd make that a strong candidate. But I got to tell you, I was pretty hungry after the game, and we weren't going to, like, run in anywhere to get something to eat. We were just going to go get a snack because it was pretty late. Had some work to do. So I went in, and they got, like, a little kitchen area. You can order anything, you know, sandwiches.
Yeah.
Barbecue, whatever. I got something called like the Texas dog.
Yeah.
And it was a hot dog with chili and onions and Fritos. So I guess it's like a Frito pie of sorts, uh-huh. I guess. And that was delicious. And I think that's probably what I'm going to have to go with, because it was really good. And you usually think of gas station hot dogs as like,
yeah,
you know, not very good. You probably wouldn't want to touch that. But I would eat lunch and get that hot dog if we had a Buc-ee's nearby our hotel right now.
So that was a pleasant surprise for you. I like it. I like it.
I enjoyed my trip to Buc-ee's. I spent $24.
That's actually pretty cheap. You got off cheap, only spend $24 inside that store. It's pretty unique.
I can't take energy drinks on the plane, and so when we flew down here, I was like, I have no caffeine. I got to figure something out. And lo and behold, Buc-ee's stocks the one energy drink that I like to drink. So,
there you go.
There we go.
You can be the spokesperson for Buc-ee's here very soon if they'll have you. Hey, yeah. What do you just update real quick, folks? What they can find on the website? What you working on?
Yeah, well, at the top of the site right now is a story on Cardi Hijada being out tonight against Texas. So that was kind of something that I pieced together last night and was ready to run with it once we got the word on it. So that's at the top right now. Obviously, tons of basketball stuff. Zach has been doing a lot of really great video. A lot of it's free from our YouTube channel. And then we're still pumping out some football stuff because we just got so much content last week from talking to the assistant coaches about the 2019 K-State football team. So we're continuing to do a little bit of everything as well as recruiting. So it's as good a time as any to get on over there and get signed up if you're a K-State fan.
Well, keep up the great work. Safe travels back from Austin, and hopefully your prediction is correct this time and K-State wins over Texas tonight to keep a game-and-a-half lead over the Jayhawks. We'll talk to you again next week, buddy.
Yeah, I got to break the streak at some time, so we'll see what happens.
Why not tonight? All right, man, take care.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yes.
Riley Gates of GoPowerCat.com. You can read his work there. Does a wonderful job. And our Wildcat Insider, Riley Gates, brought to you each and every Tuesday. Talk K-State Athletics by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Heineken Electric Residential and Commercial Electric Service Company.